Sean, welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Slicer. Avi Moly, Vini Molossi, should you feel? And the Slis, the Mishnas, and the Sessor, and the Shmuel, and the Fuasar, of Armach, Ben Yehudis, Yosef Azriel, Ben Chaim Kal, Menashe Chaim, and Shalom Stufacha, Rav Yosef, and Chana, Rashad, and Laya, Bruce Victor, Rovida, the Dina Bracha was Esther Hadassa, Rios Hashlema, Nagid was Ruchaim Tzvi, Bracha was Sacha Vachol, and Luvim Elao. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Rama Hilchos Malachim, or in Perak Beis, Perak He Alach Beis. Says the Rambam, Mochemis mitzvah and Tzor Chlita Roshus Beis and Ayotem Yas Mochleis to Koi from Lattes. Mochemis mitzvah, you don't have to get Roshus from the Beis and to go out. You go out whenever you want. The king can go out whenever he wants, and he can force the nation to go. Aval Mochemis HaRishus, Eino Motzi Ambal, Pi Beis and Shoshim Bech. Mochemis HaRishus, you need a Sanhedrin. You need 71. Now, we already discussed this Rama at length. We had a number of Shiurim already to Siyata Dishmaya, and we spoke about the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, Sanhedrin 2.5, brings to the Mokor that you need a basin of 71 to go onto Mechemes Rishus from the Pasuk that we find by Midbar 27.21. Lifnei Hashem al piviyetu al piviyach biyavo Uruch al bnei Yisrael ito b'chol ha'ido. In front of Elazar Kohen he will stand and he'll ask the Urim Mitumim, the Tom Yeshua, and he'll ask the Urim Mitumim in front of Hashem, and based on what he says he'll go out, based on what he says he'll come, he and the entire Jewish people with him and the entire community. Ad kan midivrei ha'pasuk Yerushalmi says, what does it mean? Al piv Yetu Alpiv Yavau. This is referring to the Sanhedrin. And the question is that this Pasuk is not talking b'chal about the Sanhedrin. It's talking about asking Elazar HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, who has the Urim B'tumim. So it's talking about the Urim B'tumim, it's not talking about the Sanhedrin. So how strange is it that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, this is talking about the Sanhedrin. Well, I'm not talking about the Sanhedrin. It's talking about the Urim B'Tumim. Zeh Morer Be'emet Mi'ha Rabati. Eich HaYerushalmi L'chora Ma'osiyat HaPasuk V'Gam Re'im Shilton. Eich HaYerushalmi Hegiya Lezeh. But Bavli the Sanhedrin is so gedaitach l'mod mea pasuk haze ablo mea lima alpiv. The Bavli says that v'nei alozer koin yamoy it's a melech v'chol ha'ido, that's the Sanhedrin. So they learn from v'chol ha'ido referring to the Sanhedrin. Seder, Eda, Sanhedrin, Akbi. We find that places that Eda means Sanhedrin. But the Eda should mean, but that Alpi Yesu, Alpi Yavo is referring to Sanhedrin when Pasuk is clearly talking about the Urim B'Tumim Echitesi. The Yushami B'chal doesn't bring that B'chal Eda means Sanhedrin. It occurs in a Sefer. Yushami doesn't bring the beginning of the Pasuk B'chal. Gemara the Bavli Yashin from the beginning of the Pasuk, the Yushami doesn't even bring that. So where do you see that Alpiv is referring to the Sanhedrin, that's really going on Elazar and Urim B'Tumim? You can look there in the Pnei Moshe, but still requires a Biyul. So in order to understand this, בעזרת השם, אנחנו צריכים קודם לברר את העניין של אלה המצווס, these are the מצווס, says the pasuk. And the Navi, שאין Navi ברכה בשל לך להשתבר מעטה. A Navi is not allowed to say anything new. זה מוסר. muskal kamak min bashas. Osa Torah lo b'shamayni. Gal pizev shal v'erach Yerushalmi. אז מה שנעשה עכשיו זה נעשה ממש תיאור מרתק במבואות המושגים אין להביא רש"י לחדש דבר מעתה לא בשמיימי ומתוך כך נגיע להבנה בדברי ירושלמי ובכן מוריי ורבותיי כי דרכנו בקודש אנחנו מתבססים על תורתו של מורנו ורבנו מאור עינינו לשמור זכור תאוות כל נפש גוי נעבוד רבי דוביץ הצל והוא בעזרת השם יוביל אותנו ליעד הנחשף בעזרת השם למחוז חפצנו אז זה כדרכנו בשיעורנו על מיוחד הערכות מלאכים, המון נושאים. That's our way to my rabbi say. אז אנחנו מתחילים בגמרא במסכת תמורה. גמרא במסכת תמורה, הדף הזין עמוד א', זה ספלס, גופה. עומר יהודה אמר שמואל, 3,000 הלוכס נשתקחו. מעבר של משה, 3,000 הלוכס were forgotten during the days of mourning for Moshe. So the Jewish people said to Yahushua, shall ask for guidance from heaven so that you can reacquire the forgotten halachas. אמר לו, answered Yahushua, לא בשמיימי, בקנת זך, it's a פסק in Volume 3012. It's not in the heavens. So what do you mean, go and ask these forgotten halachas? לא בשמיימי. אמר לו לשמואל, many years later, the Jewish people again asked Shmuel, שאל, you ask. אמר להם, Eilam mitzvahs. This is not possible. The Torah says these are the commandments that the Lord commanded Moses to tell the children of Israel on Mount Sinai. That's a pasuk in Leviticus. Vayikra 27:34. Eilam mitzvahs. Shein Navi. A Navi is not allowed to introduce any new element related to the Torah and mitzvahs through prophecy. So, Yahushua answers from Lo B'Shamayimi, and Shmuel answers from Eilam Mitzvahs. The sugya continues. Skipping a little bit now. בשעה שנפטר משה רבינו בגן עדן אמר לו יהושע שם ממני כל סקר שיש לך. Just before the time when Moshe left the world and went to Gan Eden, he said to Yahushua, ask from me all the cases of uncertainty in matters of halacha that you have. So that I can clarify them for you. Yahushua said to him, my teacher, Rebbe, klum hinachticha, shah achas, והלכתי למקום אחר. לא כך חשפת בי, ומשור סו יהושע בן נון נער, לא יום שמסרח אוהל. Did I believe you for one moment and go to another place? Didn't you write about me in the Torah? But his servant, Yahushua, the son of Nun, a young man, didn't depart out of his tent. So if I would have had any sakes, I would have already asked you. Immediately after he said this, Yahushua's strength weakened, He forgot 300 halachas. On the 700 cases of uncertainty emerged before him. Ve'amdu kol Yisrael ha'goy. And the Jewish people were going to kill him. Which obviously begs the question why this is Mechayev and Misa. Well, as Zosh states, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lomar lecha I efsha lech v'tol dem melchama. Hashem said to Yeshua, I can't tell you all these halachas, so go and exhaust them in war, so leave you alone. Shenem Rabbi Mos Yeshua Ever Hashem Ve'Yomer Hashem came to pass after the death of Moshe, servant of Hashem. Hashem spoke to Yeshua, saying, Moshe, my servant, is dead. Therefore, arise, go over this Jordan. So immediately after the death of Moshe, Hashem commands Yeshua to lead the nation into battle. V'tiktuke soifrim nishtakhu b'me'ev lo shel Moshe, 1,700 kal v'chomers, and verbal analogies, g'zeir shavus, and v'tiktuke soifrim, minusha of the scribes, were forgotten during the days of mourning for Moshe. So Rabbi Abou said, nevertheless, Osniel ben Kenaz restored them to his sharp mind. As it says, Vayokad Osniel ben Kenaz achikali, vayitin los asa bito isha, nebuchadnezzar ishkaros, akhoi salishta. And Kali said, to he who smites Kriyat Sefer and takes it, to him I will give Achash, Achsa, my daughter, his wife. And Asniel ben Kenaz, the brother of Kalev, took it, and he gave him Achsa, his daughter, as a wife. So Kiryat Sefer literally means the village of the book, but here it's homiletically interpreted as a reference to those parts of the Torah that were forgotten. While the phrase took it is referring to his acumen, Kalev's acumen and learning. He took Kiryat Sefer. And the bride said, why should you call Achsa? Is anybody who sees her becomes angry at his wife, call it Salisha, because she's not as beautiful as Achsa. See, it's not a new thing that men are looking for attractive wives. It's an old story. So anyway, that's the sugya. So we have Osniel ben Kenaz being master of these forgotten halachas with this pilpul. Pnei Yoshua in Megillah and Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, and what it says over there, Mansipach Soifim Amru, that the Oisei Sofios of Mem Sofit, Nun Sofit, Tzadi Sofei Sofit, Chof Sofit, Soifim Amarum. It's the Soifim, the Nevim, who said, in fact, the Gemara, Ay Eila HaMitzvah Shein Navi Rashoi Lechadesh. To say Eila HaMitzvahs, that a Navi is not allowed to say anything new. So how's the pshat, how's it possible that the Nevi'im were Mechadish these are Osios Sofios. And this is the Gemara El Shachachum B'chazir B'yasim, they were forgotten. And then the Nevi'im re-established them. So we see from this that there's no problem if it was forgotten, it's no problem for a Navi to re-establish Al-Tayla HaMitzvahs. Eila HaMitzvahs says a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish, to re-establish a Navi is allowed to do. And if so, why is it that we see in our sugya in Temure, and in halachos that were forgotten, that there's an Eila HaMitzvahs?
Mrs. Proudman. When they're brought back, I they know thee. We have in the Gilad, that Shachu Machaz Rabbi Yostum. There's no problem if Navi brings them back. Ela Mrs. is not a problem. So why did we see in our sugi and Tumure that there were halachas that were forgotten, and Ela Mrs. prevents the Nevi'im from reestablishing these halachas? We see Megillah is not a problem, so it's a steal between Tumure and Megillah. I am Ashikasa Bezeb Iyun Yankif, the Tumure of Megillah Sham, or the Chuvishah Besiyoyil, the Simen Kuf Sadi Bezerich Sahagod, or the Sefer Toras Nevi'im. Of Morei Marat Tzvi Hirsch Chais in the very first siman. In the Pnei Yoshua, he writes that it says Matzipach Shachu Mechaz Uvi Yosum Ein HaKavana Al Yidei Nevuit El Al Yidei Chochma UPilpul. When it says that, it was forgotten and then it was reestablished, it doesn't mean it was forgotten and reestablished through prophecy, but rather it was reestablished through wisdom and pilpul, through sharp reasoning, but not through nevuah, like we see in the Gemara and Tumura that we learn by Osniel ben Kenaz. That he was master al yei kulpula, and al yei nevuah. That's the teretz of the Pnei Yoshua. However, it's not so pashut, because sarchiyum nagmar biyume v'dafei amud aleph v'gavei shi'uchin shal onshem shehem mehalocha l'moshe misinai. That what the shear that one has to, the amount that one has to consume in order to be chayav onesh is halacha moshe misinai. Amounts, measurements are halacha moshe misinai. Others say that it's the measurements that are kerpashim are halacha moshe misinai. Other people say that the basin of Yadis were mitakein these measurements. For the Gemara, Eilah HaMitzvus, wedding in a basin, Yadav Mechadish Mitzvus. And it's a Gemara, Shalom Chazvi Yasum. It was forgotten and then it was reestablished by the Beis Din. And the Rambam writes in Zakam of the Perish Mishnah, it's drawn by Lachem Moshe Misinai, has no remnants from the Pasuk, it's not connected to the Pasuk, and you can't be motivated with Derech Midarach HaSvora. In other words, from the Yudke Mamidu Shachar and Dresh Yisrael, like we see there in the Rambam. And see also Yerushalmi and Gila, Perak Alef Lach Tess, and Lach Yikra, Yikra Lama Lach. So the Carbonate explains that if there's a time, we don't need Lachem Moshe Misinai. And if it's halacha moshe misinai, we don't need a tam. So you see there in the Yerushalmi that halacha moshe misinai doesn't go with the tam. Halacha moshe misinai just what we say is like we say today in English. It is what it is. It is what it is. If you've been learning from the Yikim Midas, then you don't need halacha moshe misinai. But the fact that you need halacha moshe misinai, it must be that it cannot be learned with Yikim Midas and Svara. Even though it's a shikul sarachim, parenthetically from the Mon Baba Basa, and the Fi Beis on the Beis, where it says that a chacham is alif minavi, Tama Gavra Milson, Sam, Allah Moshe Messina, I could say that a great man said something, and Allah Moshe Messina is like him, so it's mashma that it's shy for the din from chachma, like Allah Moshe Messina, it's his machavim to Allah Moshe Messina with his chachma. It's mashma, you can't get there with chachma. So, Ishla Harich is it. Now, go back to what we're saying, that we see from the Rambam that Allah Moshe Messina is not, there's no svara involved. And if so, it's not Shaykh, Raiyas and Svar and Alach Moshe Misinai, and that it says that Echzir Masnil Ben Knaz B'Pul Pulo, so it must mean, Rosi Masir B'Pul Pulo, Kalim B'Chamurim B'Zeh Roshavas B'Diktukei Seifim, that's what it's referring to there, Shaykh talk about a pulpo. But Shi'urim, Meh Alach Moshe Misinai, it must be that it's through nevuah. It has to be through nevuah because that's not something that's not through dark yasvav. shaykh b'kulpulo halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not shaykh to have pilpul halacha l'moshe misinai. In other words, here we see the shirim shalachim halacha l'moshe misinai, and it was restored via nevuah, but it must be nevuah. It wasn't derech pilpul. It was restored by the Beis Din, and it has to be via nevuah, not derech pilpul. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. There is no pilpul. And yet we still see that Shachum Chazur Yassum, there's no Shachum Chazur Yassum, there's no problem of Ein Avir Asher L'Chadish. So again, what was the Pnei Yeshua's Teretz? Pnei Yeshua's Teretz was that when Matzpah Chazur Yashachum Chazur Yassum, the reason there's no Eilah Mitzvah's problem is because it wasn't brought back by Nevuah, it was brought back through Pilpul, through Chachum and Pilpul, like Osniel ben Kenaz. The only problem is look at the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma is talking about something that cannot have been restored by the Bible. So I'm at Aloha Moshe Sinai. And that was brought back by a Navi. So the Pnei Yeshua was Teres. No. That the Nevuim didn't bring back Matzpach. The Nevuah, they brought it back to Chacham and Pilpul. When I say that Teretz, how does that dovetail with Gemara and Yuma? It doesn't fit with Gemara and Yuma. The Gemara and Yuma says that Shirmar Ashalom Shmar Alach Moshe Misinai, and now Shacham Chazur Yasum, and by Alach Moshe Misinai, there is no Pilpul. There is no Chacham. It is what it is. It just is. You can't bring back what must be Nevuah. So we're back to the kasha from the Sugya and Temuah. The Sugya and Temuah says that Asniel ben Kenaz was Masir Halachas to Pilpul. How are you Masir Halachas? Not Osniel ben Kenaz, but it says earlier in the Sugya that it says that they asked Shmuel, and Shmuel said, "Ela hamitz shein avir asher l'chadish shalom me'at." That you're not that Navi's not allowed to be mechadish. Navi's not allowed to be mechadish. But yet you see. So you see that Navi's not allowed to be mechadish, even Shachum Chazur Yassum, Navi's not allowed to be mechadish. And Tumur, we see that even the halachas that they already had, there's a problem with Eilah HaMitzvahs that Navi's not allowed to be mechadish. So that's that fruit of the Gemara Megillah, that Shachum Chazur Yassum, Navi is allowed to be mechadish. And the Pnei Yeshua is Teretz. No, the Navi in was not Mechadish with Nevuah, the Gemara Megillah. It was through Pilpul. Shachum Chazur Yassim is through Pilpul. Yeah, but that doesn't work with the Gemara Yuma. In the Gemara Yuma, we see that that it was Halacha Moshe Misinai, and they were Masu that the Beis and Shalyavis. Shachum Chazur Yassim, and it couldn't have been through Pilpul, because there is no Pilpul with Halacha Moshe Misinai. So we see that Eilah HaMitzvahs in the Gemara in Yuma, it says Eilah HaMitzvahs that if it's not a problem Shachum Chazur Yassim. We see in the Gemara in Megillah, Eilah HaMitzvahs is not a problem Shachum Chazur Yassim. In other words, for Nevi'im to reestablish halachas is not a problem of Eilah HaMitzvahs Shein Avir Asher L'Chadish. But in the Gemara in Temuah, we see that it is a problem. In the Gemara in Temuah, we see that it said that they asked Shmuel Sha'al, asking Shemayim to forget halachas. And he said, Eilah HaMitzvahs, She'ein Novi, Asher L'Chadish Dovo, Me'ata. So we have the Gemara in Temuah that says that you're not allowed to reestablish, and Novi's not allowed to reestablish mitzvahs within the Nevuah. And we have the Gemara in Megillah. And the Gemara in Yuma, Dafei, that a Novi is allowed to reestablish mitzvahs within the Nevuah. And again, the Gemara Yuma proves that we're referring, that we're not talking about what he was massive, what he's doing, we're massive with their pilpul, we're talking about Alach Moshe Sinai. And still Shachar Mechazav Yasim. Shachar Mechazav Yasim is no problem with Eilam Mitzvahs. That a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish, it's not called a Chiddush. And we see the same word in Megillah, Nav Gimel. It's not called a Chiddush. The Navi is, if it already was, the Navi is bringing it back. It's not called a Chiddush. So it's okay. And yet, we have the Gemara in Temure, which says that it is called a Chiddush. And Nav is not allowed to be Mechadish, something that was forgotten. That's called a chiddush. Now they're bringing it back with his nevuah. So how does the Gemara Megillah in Temure square with the Gemara in Megillah and the Gemara in Yuma? Is Navi allowed to bring back mitzvahs with his nevuah, mitzvahs that were forgotten or not? In Temure we see no, and in Megillah and in Yuma we see yes. Be'ezras Hashem, matzanu shadvarim yisori advarim mefurashim. B'tshuvis chut hashani, simen nun gimel. And what it says in Tosfos in Erev, the Gemara was saying that divrei sofrim are very, very chamur. The rabbanans are very, very chamur. Why are the rabbanans so chamur? How do you see that? Because if one is over in the rabbanan, if one is over in the rabbanan, what's his din? His din is that he's chayav misa, which is even more serious than a deraisa. If he's over in a derabanan, he's chayav misa. And the Gemara says, all right, then why wasn't it written down? And the Gemara answers, because of a six farm happy in case it would be endless. It would not be endless how many halachas you'd have to write down. So therefore, he didn't write down the derabanan, but there's still more chum than deraisas. And Tosis there, he were masal, now am I right? That gam ba'halacha moshe misinai lo nitnu kedei shelo yishtakchu. Right, the Gemara here says, why wasn't it written down? Gemara says it's too much to write down. So Tosfos adds, also halacha moshe misinai, it wasn't given for it to be written. So that it wouldn't be forgotten. What does this mean? Lo nitnu kedei shelo yishtakchu. What does tell us this mean? Ve'in ledivrei hamuvan. So the Gilui Hashas is in Sain to Chavis Yoyer, where he writes the name of his father, Hagaon Baal Chut HaMishulash. Ayin sham uvagos marav Rensburg umaratz chayis sham hevi, so the maratz chayis brings from Chut Hashani, which is written by Rav Bachrach. I believe the from 1638 to 1702. It's a Ravin. Kovelnitz, which is Germany. So we're talking about the early Achronim. So he says, it's brought by the Maritz Chayis, that if it was given by Halach Moshe Sinai and it was forgotten, you couldn't bring it back through the Yud Gimel Midos and Pilpul. Like it says by Osniel Ben Kenaz and Tumor Daf Zayin on Aleph. Because Halacha Moshe Sinai, you can't do it. And therefore, it wasn't given Halacha Moshe Sinai in order that there would be koach for the Chachamim to be mechadish al yidei pilpul. In other words, what Tosfos means is, when Tosfos writes, what it's talking about is the Rabbanis.
that the Rabbanans weren't given by Halacha Moshe Sinai, and in order that they shouldn't be forgotten. What does it mean that Halacha Moshe Sinai weren't given? That the Rabbanans weren't given Halacha Moshe Sinai in order that they wouldn't be forgotten? Because if they were forgotten, then you wouldn't be able to bring them back with the pilpul. If it's the Rabbanan, you could bring it back with the pilpul. But if it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, you couldn't bring it back with the pilpul. So the Gemara asks why Halacha Moshe Sinai wasn't written down. The Gemara asks why the Rabbanans weren't written down. And the answer is, this is a strong case. It would be too much to write down. And Tosis is telling us why the Rabbanans weren't given us Halacha Moshe Sinai. And the answer is, as explained by the Chabbis, by the Chut HaShani, the reason that it wasn't given by Halacha Moshe Sinai is because Halacha Moshe Sinai can't be restored with the pilpul. But the Rabbanans can't. Therefore, if it's forgotten, it can be brought back. That's why they weren't given Halacha Moshe Sinai. And God came to say for him, Yeshua Simon Aleph, for the Kid Masa'im HaKosvot. So Al-Kopan, that's exactly what we've been saying. That when it comes to Halacha Moshe Sinai, you can't bring it back with a pilpul. So you see that here in Gemara and Yuma, that Halacha Moshe Sinai was brought back by the Pesin of Yavetz, Shachar Mechaz V'Yastom, so it must have been with Nevuah. Couldn't have been with pilpul. So you see that there's no problem of Eila HaMitzvah, Shein Arba Chashar Echad Yishtavar, when you're dealing with Shachum Chazur Yastim and the reestablishing forgotten halachas. And yet you see in the Gemara in Tumuweh that when they wanted to reestablish forgotten halachas, there was a problem of Eila HaMitzvah. Another kasha, Rashi and Sukkah, from Dalar and Aleph, there it says in the Gemara that Arava, taking the Arava and Sukkah, says Yisoyah and Vim. Frag the Gemara. And just the Gemara, Shachum Chazur Yastom. We see in the Gemara in Sukkah of Medal, they would take an Arava from the Motza, and they would take Aravas from there, and they'd put them up next to them on the sides of the Mizbeach, for Hashem Kufu Magali and Mizbeach, and they'd put the Shofar. And they'd be making it to Mizbeach Pan Achas and say Hashem Moshina. So, Ayin Shem Divrei HaGemara. But the point is that this Arava is Yisod Nevi'im. For the Gemara, no, it's not Halacha Moshe Sinai. And it's the Gemara, Shachar Mechazur Yastom. Rashi says, what does it mean, Shachar Mechazur Yastom? Alpi Adibu. Whoa, Alpi Nevuah. So you see the Mefurash in the Gemara in Tumuweh, that even if it's Shachachom, you can't be Machzir Alpi Navi. Ein Arba Asher Echad Yishtavar. So you have a Kashi from the Gemara Rashi, in Sukkah Mem Daled, that the Mitzvah Arova, they were Miyaset Alpi Adibu, Alpi Nevuah, Shachachom Chazur Yastam, Ayla Mitzvah Arba Asher Echad Yishtavar. So you can look there in the Aruch Lener on the Suya, in the Mitzvah Esan, in the Sefer Torah Nevim, Siman Aleph, and Agos Maris, when it was Suyash Chais, they all ask this Kasha. So this is the first stage of our journey. We still have a lot more to talk about our Vaisa. We still have a whole slew of Kashas, a few more Kashas to ask, and then maybe it's a Shem, we'll be getting an Aleph to resolve this, and we're going to send a flaws. Rabbis, Gedolos, Rassimus, and Teres Hashem. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. And B'nai El Mashiach. Shalom, shalom. Toda Rabbah Shehazan.